Okay, so are you ready to dive deep into Breaking Moon? I mean, we're talking about a game where the moon is literally falling apart. Talk about high stakes, right?
Yeah, it's not every day you get a game that combines like this epic sense of impending doom with, the classic Euro game mechanics.
Exactly. It's like think resource management, engine building, but with this really cool, almost cinematic disaster theme woven throughout.
And that's what makes it so unique. You're not just optimizing for points, you're actually like trying to save humanity from extinction.
No pressure, right? So, for those who haven't had a chance to check it out, the basic premise is this: an asteroid slams into the moon.
Bad day for lunar real estate.
Right, totally. And this causes all sorts of chaos back on Earth, tidal waves, floods, the whole shebang. It's basically a race against time to get as many people as possible off the planet before.
Before things get a little too soggy.
Exactly. And that's where the space station comes in. That's our goal, our big project to build this like cosmic lifeboat and get as many survivors as we can on board.
And this is where the game gets really interesting. Because you're not just dealing with like one problem. You've got dwindling resources, you need to research new technologies to survive, and all the while, that sea level is creeping higher and higher.
Yeah, talk about a ticking clock. It's like every decision feels important, you know?
Absolutely. Every action you take has consequences, and it's all about finding that balance between like short-term gains and long-term survival.
Speaking of survival, we got to talk about those tech cards. Those things are crucial.
Oh, yeah, they are literally the lifeblood of your strategy. Think of them as like humanity's last-ditch effort to innovate its way out of a crisis.
And there are so many cool ones. We've got action cards, event cards, activation cards, and expanse cards. Each one has different abilities. And let me tell you, chaining those actions together, that's where the magic happens.
It's like a puzzle. Figuring out the most efficient way to use your cards to, like, scan for survivors, build new landing zones for your helicopters, gather resources. It's all connected.
It's like you have to think several steps ahead, anticipating the rising sea levels, managing your resources really carefully. It's a lot to juggle.
But that's what makes it so engaging. It's a constant challenge. And just when you think you've got a handle on things, the game throws you a curveball.
And then there are the population cards. Because, I mean, building a space station is great and all, but we need people to put on it, right?
Exactly. You can't just focus on technology. You need to actually rescue those survivors. Each population card represents a group of people, and you're trying to get them to safety before.
Before their homes become underwater museums.
Pretty much. It adds this really interesting human element to the game, and it really reinforces that sense of urgency. You're not just playing with numbers, you're dealing with actual lives here.
And that's what makes Breaking Moon so captivating. It's got this amazing blend of strategic depth and like emotional resonance.
It really makes you think about the choices we make when faced with like overwhelming odds. What do we prioritize? How do we adapt?
Big questions for a board game night. So the moon's falling apart, the tides are rising, and we've got a stack of tech cards and a can-do attitude. Where do we even begin? What does a typical turn in Breaking Moon look like?
Well, picture this. You're at the helm of a helicopter, right?
Yeah.
You're surveying the disaster below. That's how each turn starts.
Okay, I can see it now. Rule books open, winds in my hair, dramatic music swelling. Am I swooping in to pluck survivors off rooftops, or am I more of a scout, hunting for resources amidst the chaos?
It's your call. Each landing spot on the board represents a different opportunity. You could go for resources, oil, chemicals, workers, the things you need to, keep the lights on.
Literally, got to keep that space station powered up.
Exactly. But those resources, they're tied to dice rolls, so there's always that element of risk and reward.
Oh, I love a little gamble, especially when the fate of humanity is at stake. But we're not just collecting resources, are we? We've got those action tiles, each with a tempting menu of like strategic moves.
Those are key. Each zone has its own action tile, three possible actions to choose from. Do you focus on finding more survivors? Because that clock is ticking, right?
Right, yeah.
Or do you invest in research to unlock those powerful tech cards? Or maybe, just maybe, you play the market.
The stock market. During a lunar apocalypse, that's cold. I like
I
it.
agree.
But seriously, with so many choices, how do you even begin to prioritize?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's a question that gets even trickier when you factor in the sea level. Because that's not just a static number on the side of the board, it's a constant pressure that influences every decision you make.
Like a very impatient tide, creeping ever higher. So it's not just about what you do on your turn, it's about anticipating what those rising waters might wash away, right?
Precisely. And that's where those tech cards become so crucial. They can give you the edge you need, whether that's by bending the rules a little bit or just buying you some precious time.
You mentioned playing the market earlier. Is the stock exchange really that important? Should we be checking our portfolios in between saving the world?
Oh, absolutely. Think of it like this. The stock exchange is a living, breathing thing in Breaking Moon. It fluctuates based on player actions, those Breaking Moon cards that can shake things up. It's all about timing. Buy low, sell high. Those principles still apply, even when civilization is crumbling.
So we're managing resources, researching tech, playing the stock market, all while trying to outrun a global disaster. Where do I sign up?
And just when you think you've got a handle on it, bam, the Breaking Moon cards come into play.
Uh-oh. What kind of curveballs are we talking about here?
Think sudden floods, resource shortages, unexpected events that throw a wrench in your well-laid plans. It really adds to that feeling of, this is a desperate struggle for survival. You can plan all you want, but sometimes you just got to roll with the punches.
Sounds like my kind of game. But okay, let's talk endgame. How do we actually win this thing? Is it just about escaping Earth with as many people as possible, or is there more to it?
Well, there are actually two ways Breaking Moon can end. One is the, shall we say, optimistic ending, where you manage to evacuate enough people to that space station before.
Before the planet becomes one giant swimming pool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the other ending, that one's a little more intense. Remember those rising sea levels we talked about? They're not just there for show. If that sea level hits its peak before you've managed to evacuate enough people, well, let's just say humanity might need to invest in some scuba gear.
So it's a race against time, a desperate fight for survival. We've got to be smart, resourceful, and maybe a little bit lucky. But how do we measure our success? I mean, besides the did humanity survive metric, what's the deal with the final scoring? Okay, so the clock stopped, the seas have hopefully settled, and we're left with a pile of game pieces and a whole lot of existential dread. How does Breaking Moon actually determine who emerges victorious from this whole lunar apocalypse?
Well, at first glance, it might seem like a simple numbers game.
Points, right? We love points.
Exactly. You tally up points from various sources, those precious tech cards you've accumulated, any leftover resources you managed to squirrel away, even those bucks you've wisely saved, they all add to your final score.
Okay, pause for a second. Bucks. I know we talked about this earlier, but just as a refresher for folks who may be zoned out during the whole end of the world discussion, what are bucks again?
Right. Think of bucks as like the currency of this post-asteroid world. They're essential for, well, basically everything, buying resources, manipulating the stock exchange. They're how you keep the gears turning, even when those gears are part of a spaceship desperately trying to escape a dying planet.
So those points we're chasing, they're not just abstract victory points. They represent something much bigger, right? Like the choices we made, the strategies we pursued, the way we chose to face down extinction.
Exactly. Every point tells a story. Did you go all in on research, amassing a stack of TEP cards that would make Elon Musk jealous? Or did you focus on rescuing every last survivor, even if it meant sacrificing some technological progress? It all factors into that final score.
So it's like a report card for our humanity. Did we pass? Did we maybe just scrape by? Or did we fail spectacularly?
In a way, yes. And that's what I think makes Breaking Moon so compelling, even after the game is over. It leaves you thinking about those choices, those priorities. It's not just a game about surviving a disaster. It's a game about what kind of future we're trying to build, even in the face of those overwhelming odds.
It really makes you think, huh, about resource management, innovation, cooperation, those big picture ideas.
And that's the power of a great game, isn't it? It can entertain, it can challenge, and it can even make you look at the world a little differently.
Well said, Breaking Moon. It's a wild ride, a strategic roller coaster, and a powerful reminder that even when the moon's falling apart, there's still hope. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, keep those dice rolling and those strategies sharp.
And remember, even in the face of disaster, humanity's spirit of innovation and collaboration might just be our most valuable resource.